Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to PurdyInsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Keys, where it's 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilsher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Hilsher's General Store. Go to www.hilsherstore.com. They're located 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on routes 11 and 15. You know, right before the news, the phones are starting to hum again. So if you want to get back in and talk about whatever, we can. You know, Kevin, you're on the phone with the individuals, and
well, you had mentioned a little earlier.
If they wish to call back, they can.
Yeah, you had mentioned a little earlier, you know, Ray Grecar and the now deceased Grecar, who was found deceased or legally put deceased back in 2011. A couple of people were calling asking about the particular situation there. I don't think there's, you know.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah. I mean, he investigated. What do you want me to say? He investigated it in the 90s and in, I think, 01 as well. There was not.
No.
In
98 investigated.
Was it 98? Okay.
98 was investigated by the police and investigators, brought the evidence to his desk, and he decided not to get it. And one would assume because he didn't think he had whatever to get a conviction. But that's an assumption. Dave in Sunbury. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well.
Hi, Kevin.
How are you, sir?
What was his prediction in the playoffs with basketball? Did he make any?
Prediction?
High school?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was talking about the fact that right now it looks like a four-team District 4 AAA playoff.
Oh, I thought you were already getting ready to name names.
Well, I actually did.
No.
I could do that. Yeah, I have that ability.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
Well, your number one seed appears to be Danville. The number two, Athens. Shikellamy would be a 3 seed. Milton would be a 4 seed.
Okay.
And Jersey Shore, although I don't know what they did over the weekend, still had an outside chance at being a 5 seed and then creating a pigtail game.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how's it break down? 1-4 and 2-3, or?
It would be 1-4, 2-3, yes.
Oh,
unless something changes, yeah.
On the Jersey Shore thing.
Well, that would be a 4-5, so it would be Milton, Jersey Shore playing each other, and then the winner would then play Danville.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Thanks for the information.
Happy to help.
Steve, I got two for you. Okay? Two questions.
Let it rip.
First of all, wrestling result from yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Penn State won and beat Ohio State, Wright won, Ruth won, Taylor won. In the upper weights, Penn State did extremely well. Ohio State got a couple jumps. I think at 133, I want to say 33 and 41 they were able to pick up.
Yeah, well, the 33, I told my older brother that 33 and 41 and maybe that 49 would have been a possibility. That's my prediction to him before the match even took place. Okay. So I came close. But to get back to that, you were saying about it's 4 o'clock. No, it was actually 3 o'clock to 4 with Katie Couric.
No, it's on right now, 4 o'clock
no,
here
not.
In State College.
I seen it. Well, in WK,
well,
16,
yeah,
I seen it at 3.
Yeah, okay. Dave.
Yeah. Okay.
Dave, we have a wide-ranging area here, okay? When I tell you it's on at 4 o'clock, it's on at 4 o'clock here in State College, so
okay.
I didn't know it was on at Wilkes-Barre, okay?
Okay.
Ay, ay, ay. Why do I bother some days?
but there was three things brought up that I didn't even think of. The one was the guy that was executive director of Jerry's foundation was a psychologist, and he had to vent him.
Yeah.
You know, and some of these other ones, it says, and some other people that psychologists, you know, and psychiatrists, that he passed all their. So why would Joe Paterno be any more the wiser than they're supposed to be? That's their job. That's what they get paid to do.
Right.
That's where I got, you know. Uh-huh. But there's some more problems. The more they talk about that Freep report, the bigger the holes get. Just the way I'm looking at it.
Well, yeah, but it comes down to two people, Dave.
Yeah, and they haven't talked
yet. It comes down if when Tim and Gary can sit down and look at everybody and say this, 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 and this, then you can sit back and say, okay, I believe them. Okay, until that happens, okay, the Free Report is a document that is important for its recommendations, but at the same time has holes in it because they didn't talk to them. Okay, the report that was put out yesterday points out that they weren't talked to them, and they have their own. But until we hear, and everybody hears, Tim Curley and Gary Schultz explain this, this, because they're the two critical principals in this whole thing, and they're also the two people that haven't said a syllable. And nor should they, because legally they can't.
Until they're heard, their cases are heard.
Exactly. And we can't have, I mean, you talk about holes in the Free Report. There are absolutely holes in the Free Report. But you can't fill them in until these two people talk, and then we can find out, okay, wait a minute, now I understand. Or you sit back and say, you know what, I still think Free got it right. Okay, but you can't until they speak.
Yeah, that's like at the other end of the spectrum. Jerry Sandusky was on all those shows trying to muddy up the water.
I don't. Yeah, his opinion is irrelevant to me.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Yeah, well, I said I'll let you go. Listen to everybody else talk.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
our number 1-800-795-65. That's 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to jump in and talk.
And I have an update.
We are counting.
I'm sorry, Steve. I was just going to say I have an update for Dave, too. Jersey Shore still has Williamsport and Shikellamy to play. They'd have to win both games to be the 5 seed.
Good.
And I think Williamsport's number one in the state right now.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You're all geared up for playoff time. Best time of the year is playoff time. Whatever playoff it happens to be, if it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever it happens to be, hockey.
Now, the Braves have a playoff game Friday night that maybe you should come in and be the third man on the broadcast with the chief and myself. State College comes to town.
I will be in Ypsilanti, Michigan Friday night.
Yeah, sure. Find an excuse. That's all right.
No, we're actually, this is the only regular season two-night road trip of the year.
That's convenient.
With Thon here, we have to leave. So, and that's the difference.
By the way, State College isn't bad either.
No, I mean, obviously I could go through their personnel, but it's an NCAA violation for me to do so. So I can't do that. But, yeah, they're very, very good. People will tell you that of the teams State College has played this year, I've talked to some people, they say without a doubt Harrisburg's the best one they've seen.
They had Williamsport the other night.
Yeah.
So that's saying something.
Mm-hmm. But people I've talked to say that Harrisburg's the best team they've seen in person. I mean, I'm talking about the team State College is playing on.
Right, right.
So jump in at 1-800-795-9565. And we'd like to hear from you and get your thoughts. It's interesting. I made the point about earlier about, you know, when we hear from them and they can fill in the context and so forth and get real legitimate answers on things instead of speculation, then we can do this. And I mentioned something like, until then, I need to move forward. Says, oh, you're in the move on crowd. Oh, what am I supposed to do? Not do the Iowa game on Thursday night? Am I not supposed to go to Michigan on Sunday? What? Not supposed to do the blue-white game? So when I talk about moving forward, there are things I need to take care of in my everyday life. I mean, for example, my son had a hospital visit last week. Well, I had to take care of it. That's moving forward. And for the athletes here who have things to get ready for, same thing. You know, as time goes, these other things, I'm hoping in one way or the other, will sort themselves out.
See, we did have a caller earlier during the news that had mentioned, that had suggested that, nobody's really talking about Governor Corbett and when he was investigating things when he was attorney general and questioned that situation, too. I think there's a lot of questions that many people have regarding all of this.
All right. Well, look. Just take it a step at a time. That's all. And that's all we can do right now. We're listeners and so forth. We have to take this a step at a time. And that's what we'll do. The only I can do is take it a step at a time. It's not like I have an investigative unit and I can go out and do this and have the means and the money to do it. I can't. But I can take a step at a time. And, you know, yesterday's step, today's step. And I know there are subsequent steps. So we take a step at a time. I mean, I wish we had all the answers today. I don't. Until then, I'm ready for the odds. And I'm going to get the Michigan game. Talk show Thursday night I have to do. I got a blue-white game to do in air. You know, I want answers like everybody else, but at the same time, you have to, you can't put life on hold. So, Kevin Hearn rant of the day coming up. Do you sit down? Do the rants just happen off the top of your head?
Pretty much, yeah.
Or is it like a building crescendo?
No, I haven't planned one out yet. That's what makes it more of a rant. If you plan it out, it's not a rant.
I understand. Okay. Because usually you get on a big time roll, and I mean you are. Okay, let's see. Big Ten put out a statement on concerned about the following three proposals, and asked that they be tabled for football. One is athletics personnel, limitations on the number and duties of coaches, and eliminating of the recruiting coordination fund. The NCAA is proposing this. That's insane. You need a recruiting coordinator. Coaches have enough to do. You need a recruiting coordinator. Next is deregulation of modes and vertical limitation communications. I'm not crazy about that either. They want to, like, take it away. You know, I think you need limitations. You don't want to know why you need limitations? Because kids break. And elimination of recruiting materials and video and audio. And the Big Ten's correct about that, too. Why not put up, you know, they think this all saves money. This doesn't save money. This is NCAA stupidity. The Big Ten says that we have serious concerns whether these proposals, as currently written, are in the best interest of high school student athletes, their families, their coaches. We're also concerned about the adverse effect they would have on college coaches, administrators, and university resources. Exactly. says, we look forward to working with the NCAA toward improving the game, the recruiting process, and over. Okay, that's fine. The Big Ten is right. I mean, who comes up with this stuff? I mean, I know people feel like they have to justify their jobs, but really. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. It's the Kevin Herr Together. I'm Steve Jones. Here at the K Herr Barbecue. Here at the Chateau. Number 1-800-799-5565. You can jump in with your opinions. And then, like to hear from you. Love to hear from you. We've talked about a variety of things. There's only so far and so, you know, I mean, I've given my opinion on free report, paternal report. I can't keep revisiting it because at this point now I'm in a circle. I've said the same thing over and over now for 9 months. I mean, at some point, what bothers me is that in all of this is... Isn't there common sense that, okay, when we hear from everybody, then we can fill in as many blanks as... Huh? I mean, where I grew up, that's called common sense. So. Of course, where I grew up, it's under 35 inches of snow, too. So... Our number 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Kevin Herr rant. Countdown, 12 minutes, 18 seconds.
Do you want a teaser what it's going to be about?
Sure.
The National Basketball Association. And the coverage thereof.
And the coverage thereof.
Yes.
So, are you saying that you're concerned that they get better coverage than the Winter Olympics?
I'm not saying anything because it'll take away from the rant.
Our number 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Ken in Milton. Hi, Kenny. Good to hear from you.
Hi, fellas. Real quick, I don't have a ton of time, and neither do you, so I'll really make this quick. Thank you very much, Steve. Let's please let these things air out before we start making judgments and coming to our own conclusions about what happened and who's lying and what report is viable and this and that. There's an entire trial based on perjury allegations here that has to take place as well. I thank you for being a voice of reason. Let's please let this play itself out.
Well, thank you, Ken. I appreciate that. I feel strongly about that. Connect all the dots till you have as many dots as possible available to you. No one yet has all the dots available to them, and they admit it, and yet at the same time, well, we have it right. You don't have all the dots yet.
Okay? No, nobody.
So once you do, right, nobody does.
Nobody does. Thornburg doesn't. Obviously, Freed didn't. Let's let this play out. Real quickly, on a positive note, though, the end of the dual meet season coming up here this weekend. Looking forward to watching those Nittany Lions shoot for another Big Ten and hopefully national championship. Good weekend rebounding after Iowa last week. And
tournaments are different than dual meets. And in turn, this is a much better tournament team than a dual meet team, to be honest with you. And in tournament, I would expect them to win the Big Ten comfortably and the national comfortably. I think, in fact, Oklahoma State would probably be the greatest challenge Penn State has nationally.
No, I would agree wholeheartedly, and not wrestling them in a duel, obviously. You don't get to see those kids, but yes, you are right. I believe were they at the Shuffle, the Southern Scuffle? I'm sorry. I think they may have been. I don't recall, but yeah, I agree with you. They are going to be a better tournament team looking forward. I'd love to win three in a row and concentrate on number four, but as Kale would say, let's just win what we have ahead of us.
Exactly.
Have a great week, guys, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Ken. News next, bottom of the hour. Our show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
How you? Oh, we're coming up to Kevin Earl. This is something that Mark Lawrence just doesn't have. OTM does not have the Kevin Earl rant of the day.
They could.
It's really only so... There's really only so far, for example, that they can take it. It doesn't have the same impact. I mean, you're telling me they could have you do a rant of the day?
For the right amount of money, I'll even make my rant not even sports-oriented. How's that?
I mean, the Ben Reich rant of the day just doesn't have the same impact. I mean... It's too intelligent. There's sanity to it. You're just on the borderline of being insane.
You haven't heard enough.
Just to the borderline of sanity, or it's entertaining.
You have not heard enough Ben Reichley rants to make that comment, or you wouldn't.
Oh, I've heard it. Yeah, you know, I mean, when on the sanity level, you're just to the line
and
where you can interpret
crossover.
It either way. I mean, you can interpret it either way. Uh-huh. I think he's insane. I think he's, I think he's just to be right.
He's just crazy enough to be right.
Well, all right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready is the better question. Or is anybody really listening ready?
I speak for Roger. We're both on downtime.
All right. The NBA right now is your chance to shine. Okay? Football's over. Baseball hasn't started yet. Not even NASCAR has gotten things going yet for the year. This is your chance to shine. What are the big stories? The Lakers are sub .500. You're highlighting a negative when you have an opportunity to really get people interested. LeBron sets a record win versus the Lakers, one of the big headlines from the weekend. Okay, well, at least you get one of your popular guys and you start talking about him. That I get. Now, let's take a look at some of the other great things. The NBA All-Star Game. Listen, there's only one reason to watch the NBA All-Star Game, and that's the dunk competition. All right, after that, no one cares anymore. It's just about as exciting as watching the NFL Pro Bowl just a couple of weeks ago. This is your chance to shine. You've got a couple of weeks to get people interested. College basketball has people interested, and they're not doing really anything special. They just have some really competitive games. Maybe that's what you need. Make the games competitive. Make them three-point games, and then maybe people will actually care. That's my rant.
Huh? You're talking about the...
Am I talking about what?
You mentioned the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Nobody games, cares. The next...
Nobody cares.
No defense.
Nobody cares.
Nobody does?
Nobody cares.
The NBA has this problem. They have the greatest world playing in the league, and LeBron James... to his credit, just seems to get better with the season. I have been critical of him before. But I'm watching him now. Now that he has a championship ring, a couple gold medals, the elevation of the game, shooting percentage, assists, he makes everybody around him better. Rebounding, incredible. And he's the best player in the game. But the rest of the league is struggling. That's why when they had the lockout last year, they said, look, really, eight teams making, whether that's true or not. But I think you only have eight in the league that are capable of winning the championship, period, out of 30. That's a low number. You have 22 teams who don't have a chance. The long season. The better things that happened to him last year was the season. It's like fewer games and to get to the playoffs. I think the NHL will find the same thing, but they financially they can't afford to cut the season. Even though for them, well, for the state of the game, it would be better. They can't do it. You can't get the NHL and tell them, hey, look, 48 games, we're lopping off 34 games and revenue. But yet, how many teams in the NBA that just good enough? I mean, who wants to watch the Washington Wizards? Nobody? One thing the NFL has, if you have two really bad teams going head-to-head, if the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Arizona Cardinals, people watch. It's the NFL. You know, we complained about the number of bowl games in college football.
Yeah.
I didn't. You did.
I did.
Yeah. You want to know what the ratings on those games are?
Did they have any?
Fabulous.
Wow. Even the insert sponsor okay, name dot here dot com bowl?
Hold on a second. Okay. What had a higher rating? The Gildan New Mexico Bowl or the game it was opposite of, Indiana Butler basketball?
I'm guessing the bowl game, by the way you're talking.
It did.
Wow.
It wow. did. It had like a 1 point, had a one table rating versus 1.7.
But, you know, there have been some really good basketball games, really good college basketball games, especially this weekend, and I hear people talking about it all weekend long. What I don't hear people talking about at all is the triple overtime game from just the other night in the NBA. I don't hear anybody talking about the Celtics win over the Nuggets. It was triple overtime.
Of course not. I know.
And it's the fourth thing listed on ESPN's website under LeBron sets the record with a win for the Lakers. A triple overtime game. They don't happen a lot.
Right. No, they don't. And for the Celtics, they're now 7-0 since Rondo got hurt, which is remarkable unto itself. The NBA regular season and the NHL regular season are the two regular seasons that get lost by the casual fan, not the diehard, but they get lost. The NFL regular season doesn't get lost. College football's regular season doesn't get lost. I think years ago people were starting to think that the regular season in college basketball is getting lost, but I think that's now changed because there's such a battle now for position to get into the tournament. Because when you're talking about 347 teams and only 68 make it, and there are only 37 at-large teams, hey, that changes the quotient, the dynamics of it. Major League Baseball's regular season's never lost. They're the only show in town most of the time during the summertime. But the NHL and the NBA, their regular seasons get lost. I mean, the NHL and NBA regular seasons are like the Greater Greensboro Open. Outside of the people in Greensboro and Jim Nance.
Hello, friends.
Who, by the way, is marvelous at golf. And, by the way, I thought had a very strong Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Jim Nance is very, very good at what he does. Very good.
I think you were the one that said, though, that Phil Simms' best part was when the power was out.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get you off topic.
Sorry, this is not happening. But the NHL and NBA regular season, they get lost. They're like the Pro Bowlers tour.
I watched that this weekend.
And they get great exposure. I mean, ESPN gives them incredible exposure. I mean, if you listen to their radio shows, I mean, it's Melo, it's Kobe, it's LB. Now, of course, LeBron's now LBJ. And, you know, instead of Lyndon Baines Johnson, it's now LeBron James is LBJ. Oh. Yeah. And it's what's wrong with the Lakers and Mike D'Antoni. They go on and on and on and on and on about it. But the ratings, regular season, show that you shouldn't go on and on and on and on about it because they're not getting great ratings, on and on, because it just doesn't. Playoffs are a little different. But the NHL and NBA regular seasons get lost far more than any other regular seasons in the 6 months. I mean, the NBA regular season is the equivalent to the Monte Carlo Open in tennis. You're like, when's Wimbledon? And that's what it comes down to. The All-Star game, saying, it's nice. But there are only eight teams in the NBA you really look at and say, got a shot. Oklahoma City, Miami, Chicago. Houston's pretty good. Clippers. Still say without Rondo, the Celtics aren't. You know, people talk about the Knicks. No way. You know, their star, Carmelo Anthony, is, you know, he forgets he has four other guys.
You know, here's the other question I have, and this is regarding kind of the same thing with the NBA. Right now is a great opportunity for the NHL, but yet I think I only saw one game on network TV this weekend. I mean, wouldn't that be a great opportunity to have multiple, you know, regional coverage somewhere or multiple games?
Well, I'll tell you this, the NHL's done a good job with, you know, when NBC bought Versus, the NHL broke away from ESPN. And look, ESPN's game coverage is great, and I thought ESPN did a great job for the NHL. Yeah. So there's nothing wrong. ESPN's game coverage of any game is outstanding. Cameras, announcers, I mean, you know, so forth. I mean, ESPN covers any game that they do really, really well. It's the on-air blogging stuff that I just sit there and have almost no use for. Okay? But, you know, it's just a personal preference. But breaking away from ESPN and finding their own spot where they're the show ended up, I think, being a great move for them. So, today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors are good friends. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. They will take very good care of you. Now's a great time to buy. Now is a great time to buy, and they are the people to talk to. And Hilscher's General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove and Routes 11 and 15. Check them out online. Check out the bakery online, the deli, clothes, restaurant, at www.hilscherstore.com. We'll come back, wrap it up. Kevin Hurt, rant of the day, still sponsored sales staff. Golden opportunity. I'm surprised there isn't a line. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home, you take out a policy, and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent. Pretty Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or at PrettyInsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
All around the world.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Yeah.
You don't like that one?
Oh, no, I don't care what you play.
Oh, okay.
matter to me. Lots of no swear words in it. I could care less.
I don't think there were any in there.
No. I don't care. Okay. So... what the Paterno Report has done is at least reinvigorated conversation. This is only the first step along the way, and at least has people talking again about it. Again, the ability to draw... just let's remember a couple things, okay? Number one, no matter what... the pain and suffering the victims went through is incredible and cannot be forgotten in all of this. And it is. And everybody knows every day. We don't have to say it every day, but every once in a while, for the cynics out there, you have to say it a couple times just to make sure that, you know, they understand that you're fully aware. Okay? Unfortunately, we live in that kind of world. There's a gotcha mentality all the time out there. In certain quarters, most people are nice. Number two, the true villain was face down in a courtroom and is now in prison. Now we're still trying to sort out the rest of it. And the Free Report did not sort out all of it, but they did make 119 very valuable recommendations for the future. The Paterno Report did not sort out all of it, but brought up food for thought, deep intellectual thought. In the end, what ties everything together is if we can get answers from the two principals who have not spoken yet. And nor can they speak. They can't speak until their trials come up. Tim Curley and Gary Schultz can't say a word. But we cannot tie everything together until they fill in the gaps that are there. And there are gaps there. Explanations. Lack of context. Until you have context, you're only making assumptions. Judgment made on assumption is bad judgment. Okay? Judgment made on context, so that it gives you an idea whether to believe it or not, based on the evidence. Okay? Is more solid judgment. That's what we wait for in all of this. What the victims have gone through is hell. Okay, the true villain is in jail. Went through a court of law, jury of his peers, jail. The rest of it can be sorted out. Okay, As much as we want answers today and at this hour and have as many of the gaps filled in as possible, that's not possible yet. And common sense says you don't render final judgment until you have as many of the facts available as possible and the context. Then at that point, we should be allowed to render judgment. Is that a popular thing to do in today's sports talk show culture, what I just said? No. What people want in today's sports talk show culture is for, that's it. That's my opinion. I said it. There you go. And that, in my opinion, while being dramatic and a ratings grabber and satisfying a segment of the population, one way or the other, isn't the right thing to do. As hard as patience is still needed. And the most important thing was to get the perpetrator off the streets and then try and somehow deal with the suffering of the victims. This other part will take patience to figure out. And you can't figure it out until every piece of information and is available so we can then render proper judgment and not a rush to a judgment. Talk to you tomorrow.